In Iraq, where things have been fairly stable lately, there's been a troubling development in the last few days. A powerful Shiite militia group that's been quiet for months is suddenly reasserting itself and battling Iraqi government forces. They're shooting at each other in Iraq's third largest city, Basra. And in Baghdad, the militia leader, the anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, is calling for civil disobedience. On the phone from Iraq is Sudarsan Raghavan. He's the Washington Post Baghdad bureau chief. Sudarsan, update us on the situation in Basra, can you?
Absolutely. What we're hearing now, there were clashes that erupted earlier this morning. From what we're hearing now, we've got 13 gunmen who've been killed and 6 civilians and 3 policemen, but those numbers could easily rise. What it really shows is how volatile Basra is and how determined the Iraqi government is to try to control it. It's a test of how much Iraq can stand on its own, but at the same time, you know, we're seeing an immense power struggle unfold there amongst rival militias, and it really remains to be seen what sort of control the Iraqi government can exert over there.
U.S. forces once considered Muqtada al-Sadr's militia, as you say, the Mahdi Army, an extreme threat, but then he declared this ceasefire back in August and said his guys weren't going to fight anymore. So what has happened to bring about this change, and how widespread is it?
What's happened since the ceasefire is that we've been seeing a growing number of raids and mass arrests of Sadr followers in southern cities like Diwaniya and Kut, and this has enraged many of the Sadr leaders and top Mahdi Army commanders. In recent weeks, we've seen many of them demand Muqtada al-Sadr to remove the ceasefire so they can retaliate and protect themselves. They feel the government and the U.S. military have taken advantage of his ceasefire. Basically, you know, if he removes his ceasefire, the violence could very well go up again, and all the successes the U.S. has declared over the past few months could evaporate.
We've talked about the situation in the south. What about in Baghdad? What's going on around Baghdad?
Right. I had a chance to drive around Baghdad today. In Mahdi Army areas, controlled areas like Sadr City, what I saw was certainly shops were closed, roads were barricaded with burning tires, and there were Mahdi Army fighters basically directing traffic. What was really interesting is that I didn't see a single policeman or Iraqi soldier inside Sadr City. In fact, they were pretty much outside the whole area. But in other parts of Baghdad, it seems life is still normal. In the central areas, we saw a lot of traffic. So much of this is happening pretty much in areas that Sadr controls.
Well, Sudarsan, what do you make of all this? I mean, are things falling apart there, or is this just kind of a temporary blip in what had been a period, as I say, of relative stability?
What's really clear is that there are growing frustrations amongst the Sadr leaders. And what's also clear is that the ceasefire is a key reason why violent levels have decreased over several months. And this is coming straight from U.S. commanders. They acknowledge this completely. Certainly, Iraqis are concerned. They're keeping a close eye on what's unfolding in Muqtada Sadr's world.
Sudarsan Raghavan, Washington Post Baghdad bureau chief, thank you.
My pleasure.